This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. A state epidemiologist in the Division of Public Health resigned yesterday in protest over the McCrory administration's handling of a controversy stemming from well water contamination around Duke Energy coal ash sites. Dr. Megan Davies wrote a pointed resignation letter accusing the Department of Health and Human Services and the McCrory administration of deliberately misleading the public. Her resignation follows accusations by Pat McCrory's chief of staff that an employee who worked under Davies lied under oath. Toxicologist Kenneth Rudo testified that he had concerns about the state's decision to rescind notices warning some residents that their well water wasn't safe to drink. Rudo also testified that he was called to the governor's office and told the governor wanted him to reconsider the wording of the warning notices. Megan Davies resigned after State Health Director Randall Williams and another official sent an open letter to the media attacking Rudo's credibility. We asked to speak with a representative of the Department of Health and Human Services. They declined. Joining us now is Dr. Megan Davies. Dr. Davies, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frank.
You say we're being misled by the McCrory administration. How?
Well, I'd like to recharacterize that a little bit. I am saying that that open editorial signed by Randall Williams and Tom Reeder misleads the public. What outraged me in that editorial is that two people working in government who I have interacted with extensively, and I know that they know the process we went through to come up with these values and make the public health recommendations that we're making. Those two people sent out a document that conveyed that a lone scientist was behaving independently on his own whim when people's health and lives were affected by those recommendations. That was insulting misrepresentation of how the Division of Public Health works and how the Department of Health and Human Services works.
So, the characterization was that Kenneth Rudo, who's the toxicologist in question here, was acting on his own. This was his opinion about whether or not those particular wells were unsafe. But you're saying that's not how it works, that this was done in collaboration with others? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It was done following the law. And one of the first things we have to do is see what the law is telling us to do, the laws and the rules, and then what does the science tell us, what will protect people's health, and then what can we practically make happen in trying to protect people's health. So our first step was to go through the Coal Ash Management Act with the department and make our best interpretation of the language of what was being required in there, and the conclusion after much discussion and engagement of everybody, including the department council, was that the Coal Ash Management Act references the North Carolina Administrative Code 15A-02L, and that rule tells you specifically that when you're looking at a cancer endpoint, i.e. a constituent that can cause cancer, or there's evidence, toxicologic evidence that links it to cancer, that you use a 1 to 1 million increase in cancer risk to set a level. And that's what we did. We followed the law and the rule, a North Carolina law and a North Carolina rule. We vetted it entirely through the department. There were two toxicologists at the Department of Environmental Quality who were part of that technical calculation to come up with the particular level used. And then the two toxicologists in the Department of Health and Human Services Occupational Epidemiology Branch, which was under me, reviewed those calculations, agreed with them. We had them. We vetted our approach with CDC, and then we proceeded after multiple meetings with officials in DEQ on the set path.
So there's more people involved. But one of the things that Randa Williams and DEQ Assistant Secretary Tom Reeder say is that that RUDO only applied, or this standard that all of you came, as you say, in collaboration with many scientists, came to, is a far more stringent standard. The state has a far more stringent standard for this particular contaminant, chromium-6, than federal guidelines. And that, in fact, this would mean if we applied it to all the wells in the state, some 900,000 wells would be found unsafe, and this is untenable. And that was their part of their claim.
Yes. Well, this is what's part of my problem with that letter. It's that open editorial. It's inflammatory and misleading. The standard was applies to the wells tested under the CAMA legislation, the Coal Ash Management Act. And normally wells in North Carolina are not tested for this particular substance, hexavalent chromium, that's become the center of attention. But we were acting under a law that had been passed and took effect January 2015.
And a particular direction to look at those wells only and not all 900,000 wells in the state, as I understand.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me ask you one more question. Kenneth RUDO talks about in his testimony that he was summoned to the governor's office and faced with concerns that the governor had about the wording of the warning. And he said that this happened, that this meeting happened. He was told in the governor's office that they were concerned about the wording of the warning and the safety of the wells. The governor's chief of staff said he lied, then came back and says Kenneth RUDO lied under oath. Did Kenneth RUDO talk to you about that meeting with the governor?
Yes, I was not at the meeting. He did talk to me about it. And at that time, he said that he went to the governor's communications office as he had been requested, and I called him and asked him to do that at the request of the DHHS communications officer. That while he was there, the governor called and talked to the person he was meeting with. So, you know, when a supervisor hears that their employee was in a room when the governor called in and had something to say, you know, you pay attention. But it didn't seem particularly unusual to me. The governor is in charge of state government, the executive branch, and has a, you know, right to weigh in on policy. I mean, it's actually his job to weigh in on it. So it really wasn't a big thing to us. It was unusual, but this whole thing has been unusual.
Dr. Davies, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, you're very welcome.
Dr. Megan Davies is an epidemiologist and now the former section chief in the State Division of Public Health.